Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Patriots Today. I'm Bob Soci, along with Paul Prillo of Patriots Football Weekly, on the day before the 2015 Patriots training camp gets underway. And, of course, the scene much different right now, Paul, though the weather will likely be the same than tomorrow when the Patriots convene their new training camp.
It's steamy, and as Bill likes to say, it's hot. It's supposed to be hot. It might be a little bit too hot, but we'll get into that. I think Bill is probably pretty happy you're going to get some 90-degree days here, but you might, if it gets too hot, it might affect preparation, but we'll worry about that later.
Let's play along with the pun. The heat is on the defending Super Bowl champions, and a lot of questions for the Patriots going into training camp. What's foremost on your mind?
Well, the first thing you have to look at is the quarterback situation, and obviously we don't want to belabor the whole thing with the suspension with Tom Brady, but how the quarterback reps are going to be divided up, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, clearly you're going to have a plan to get both of those guys ready for the season opener, and you don't know for sure how that's going to all unfold in camp, but you have to make sure you get Garoppolo ready, whether that means he's going to get the number one reps in training camp practices, in the preseason games. These are all things that Bill Belichick and his staff are going to have to go over. That's one thing I'm really looking forward to seeing starting on Thursday.
Big difference, of course, compared to minicamp and OTAs, teaching camps, in the words of head coach Bill Belichick, there will be contact over the course of the next couple of weeks. So what positions will be in the crosshairs for you?
Look, to me, it's all about the competition at camp. And Bill always says it's a teaching camp in the spring. Well, this is a competitive camp in the summer. And I want to see the cornerback situation. I want to see how that secondary looks. They brought in Terrell Brown now to add to that mix. I want to see where he fits in with Bradley Fletcher and Robert McClain, the other newcomers, along with Malcolm Butler, I should say, and Logan Ryan. So how that all unfolds, how the guard situation unfolds with the two kids, Jackson and Mason, how the running back situation looks. Really, I think two jobs open there, the lead back with Blunt and all of those guys, and then the pass catcher, James White. A lot of guys to watch. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think there would be a difference this year as opposed to the last couple of seasons when the Patriots had joint practices for 2 weeks, whereas this year they have only the joint practices with the Saints before their second preseason game.
Yeah, a little disappointing because I was looking forward to getting the Packers here. You know, a really good team. You watch Aaron Rodgers, how he prepares. I enjoyed watching Drew Brees a couple of years ago with the Saints and seeing how that all unfolded. So a little disappointing there, but I'm sure that the joint practices, one, will get the job done. We'll be seeing the Saints again, but we'll get to see the Packers here for the preseason opener.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.